Renly grinned. "Go softly, Lord Randall. I fear you're overmatched." He summoned a steward in the livery of Storm's End. "Find a place for the lady's companions, and see they have every comfort. Lady Catelyn shall have my own pavilion. Since Lord Castle has been so kind as to give me use of his castle, I have no need of it. My lady, when you are rested, I would be honoured if you would share our meat and mead at the feast Lord Castle is giving us tonight. A farewell feast. I fear his lordship is eager to see the heels of my hungry horde." "Oh, not true, your grace," protested a wispy young man who must have been Caswell. "What's mine is yours." "Whenever someone said that to my brother Robert, he took them at their word," Renly said. "Do you have daughters?"
"Yes, your grace, two."
"Then thank the gods I'm not Robert. My sweet queen is all the woman I desire." Renly held out his hand to help Marjorie to her feet. "We'll talk again when you've had a chance to refresh yourself, Lady Catelyn." Renly led his bride back toward the castle, while his steward conducted Catelyn to the king's green silk pavilion.
"If you have need of anything, you have only to ask, my lady."